message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Let me say, if you were not here, oh my God, what can you say about that night? It was something else. I really don't know why many of us here were not available. It was explosive. God moved in our midst. We were blessed. We were refreshed. And the name of Jesus was glorified. In your life again, the name of Jesus will be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name. I welcome you to the month of March, our month of supernatural speed. Our month of supernatural speed. And this month, God will grant you speed in all your work in Jesus' name. He will unveil His vision to you, and you will walk with and move with speed in Jesus' name. Say a big amen. No more slow motion in your life in Jesus' name. Turn to your neighbor and say, no more slow motion. No more slow movement. This is my month of speed. And that will be your portion in Jesus' name. I'll be speaking briefly this morning on the necessity of thanksgiving. The necessity of thanksgiving. And I know that the Lord will bless someone. If you are that person, let me hear your loudest amen. In Psalms 92, verse 1, the Bible says, it is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. What it also means is that it is a bad thing not to give thanks to the Lord. What does that tell me? That tells me that thanksgiving is a necessity. And I went into my dictionary as God gave me this topic. I said, what is a necessity? A necessity is a prerequisite. I'm happy that many of us know what I'm talking about. There are some courses they call prerequisite courses. They are so important and they are vital. Also, the dictionary says, thanksgiving means something that cannot be done without. You cannot do without it. What is thanksgiving? It also means something compulsory. Something very compulsory. Of course, number four, thanksgiving means something that is needed. It is needed. Number five, thanksgiving means something indispensable. You can't dispense of it and say, I don't wish to thank God. You can't dispense of it. You can't do away with it. And of course, well, let me stop there. I'll give other definitions of necessity in the second service. Now, for thanksgiving, what is thanksgiving? Hello? What is thanksgiving? Thanksgiving is the giving of appreciation to God for all His blessings. The giving of appreciation to God for all His blessings. Number two, what does thanksgiving mean? It means acknowledging. Somebody say acknowledging. Acknowledging God's goodness and benevolence in our lives. Acknowledging God's goodness. Acknowledging God's benevolence in our lives. No matter who you are, no matter who you are or what you are, thanksgiving is a necessity. Either you are young or old, either you are a copper or you are a jambai. Either you are a lawyer or you are a banker. Either you are a businesswoman or a career man. Either you are a housewife or a retiree. Thanksgiving is a necessity. Why is thanksgiving a necessity? Why? Why? Why is it so necessary? Number one, or A, is that we were created for the singular purpose of thanking God. Isaiah 43 verse 21. These people have I formed for myself, and they shall show forth my praise. These people, I have formed them. And the reason why I formed them You know, the manufacturer is the one that can tell us the reason why something was manufactured. Now, the manufacturer is speaking here. He said, the reason why I created these people is for them to show forth my praise. It's for them to thank me. It's for them to appreciate me for what I've done in their life. Number two, or B, why is thanksgiving a necessity? It's a necessity because God keeps record of everything he has done in our lives. God is not a forgetful God. In Luke 17, from verse 12 all through to 18 and 19, the Bible was speaking there about 10 lepers. The Bible says, Jesus saw them and then he spoke to them and said, go and see the priest, go and see the pastor. And the Bible says, as they were going, all of the 10 of them were cleansed. And after they were cleansed, 9 took their leave straight for celebration. 9 immediately departed and started celebrating. Only one returned back. And Jesus said, 10 people were cleansed. 10 people were washed. 10 people were given a testimony. Where are the 9? He said, want it jackpa. Want it lopa. Want it disappear. Want it move. Want it shift. Want it fly. They've gone. Only one. Jesus said, 10%. May you be among that 10%. God keeps records of everything that he's doing in our lives. Number three, why is thanksgiving a necessity? Thanksgiving is a necessity because it is what shows God that what he has done for us got to us. That is, it's a way of acknowledging receipt of what God has done for us. Thanksgiving is a way of acknowledging that what God has done, I received it. Modupe mora nuba o. Modupe pe mora nuba o. Tori ki se gbogbo eniyan lori anuba o. Baba, modupe pe mora nuba o. Tori ki se gbogbo eniyan lori anuba o. Modupe pe mora nuba o. That is, you are acknowledging that what you sent to me, Baba, I received it. What you sent me in January, I received it. What you sent to me in February, I received it. What you sent to me today, 1st of March, I've even received it. Because already today, he has given you breath. Do you know that in some families, they are crying now this morning, 1st of March? Something hits them, 1st of March. You are here. So, thanksgiving is a necessity simply because it's a form of acknowledgement. It's a way of acknowledging receipt of what God has done. Number D or number four, why is thanksgiving a necessity? Thanksgiving is a necessity because we access the gates of heaven through thanksgiving. Psalm 100 from verse 4 downward. Enter ye. Enter into the gates, into his gates with thanksgiving. And enter into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Enter. That is, there's no access without thanksgiving. A wise person. One of the signs that you are wise is that you are very grateful. And one of the major signs that you are very foolish is that you are an ingrate. Once God spots that somebody is hungry, he's just like a natural person. Once somebody is not grateful for anything, after some time, the level of your extension of benevolence begins to drop. It begins to drop. Because you say, am I into armed robbery? I'm being a blessing to you. Don't even say thank you. Okay, let me give it to those that will even acknowledge it. Thanksgiving is the way to access into the world of blessings. Number five, or what you can call E, why I'm talking about why is Thanksgiving a necessity? Thanksgiving is a necessity because it qualifies you for more increase or increases and enlargement. Psalm 67, verse 5 to 7. Let the people praise thee, O God, let not the people praise thee, then the earth shall yield and increase. The Lord shall bless us, and all the earth, end of the earth, all the ends of the earth shall fear him because of that blessing, because of that testimony, because of that favor. If you want enlargement, then you must thank God. Having set the foundation this morning, beloved, I'll be showing us 8 boosters of thanksgiving or 8 promoters of thanksgiving. The things that once they are available, you thank God naturally. 8 of them. I'll share 4 of them in the first service. We'll share 4 of them in the second service. And then we will bring them all together into a very sweet dish for everybody to enjoy. Somebody say, hallelujah. Number one thanksgiving booster or promoter is a heart of understanding. A heart of understanding. In Psalm 47 verse 7, Psalm 47 verse 7, the Bible says, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. Your heart of understanding makes you to be outstanding. When you see those that refuse to thank God, their heart doesn't understand. Do you understand that you are standing because God is protecting you? If not for his protection, you won't be here. Can you imagine that wonderful daughter this morning sharing her testimony? 6 gas cylinders in the kitchen. 6 of them. Even one single gas cylinder is enough to bring down a whole house. 3-story building to bring it down like nothing. 6 of them were there. She came out to the extent that she came, we did not see a single scratch on her body. She came out without any issue of concern. Even her hair, that if fire catch it like this, oh no, those kind of hair. If fire catch it, her hair don't go, come up with that. But I saw her hair this morning. If you think it's a lie, when you get to put small fire there, just small fire, put them, just light it, back up. And see how how inflammable what you are. How inflammable what is on your head is. You know, that's understanding is very important, beloved. Understanding is very important. When you lack when your heart lack understanding, when they are thanking God, you just stand like a statue. Understanding is so important. My prayer for you this morning is that God will give you a heart of understanding. A heart that understands that you are a product of God's mercy. A heart that understands that you are a benefactor of God's benevolence. See, our success is a receivement, not an achievement. All your success, all your certificate, all your handsomeness, this one that like 5 guys are toasting you at the same time. Everything about your life is a receivement. You received it. It's not as if you achieved it. Because more handsome people than you are more beautiful people than you and I. Not you alone, you and I. People that are stronger than us, they have gone. If not for his mercy. These are the kind of things that should remain through your heart. Number 2, booster or promoter of thanksgiving is the word. The word. Somebody say the word. The word of God boosts your praise life. The word of God boosts your thanksgiving life. Most people become a write-off because they don't know what is written of them. Once you see people that become a write-off in life, they don't know what was written. So they become a write-off. There is no way you can know what was written about you that you will not know that you are a special person. For example, the Bible says you are a chosen generation, a holy nation, a peculiar person. Called to 1 Peter 2 verse 9. Called to show forth the praise of him who has called you out of darkness into your marvelous light. It turns you on. It enfires you like you are on drugs. Once you are a person who is on the word, there is no way that you will not praise God. That's why the Bible says in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, that the book of the law should not depart from our mouth. We should meditate therein day and night, that we might observe to do according to what is written therein. For then we will make our way prosperous, and then we will have good success. Don't let it depart from you. Study the word regularly. Read it regularly. It boosts your thanksgiving life. There is no way you can see what was written of you in the scripture and you will not thank God. There is no way. In Psalms 56, verse 4 and verse 10, particularly, verse 4 and verse 10, particularly, the Bible was talking there. He said, in God, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear what man can do unto me. Verse 10. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. That is, I know the importance of the word of God. I will exalt his word. Because when you read the scripture regularly, it opens you up. The scripture has many things. But let me tell you, one of the vital things in the Bible is called revelation. Another thing is called insight. It gives you insight into your future. You can see the future. You can see what will happen in the future. You can see what will happen in March. You can see what will happen in April, in May, in June. You can see it because the Bible said it. God said it. I believe it. That settles it. Oh, God said it. I believe it. That settles it. He has said it, and I've seen it in your... See, let me tell you this. The only thing I will not believe is what I don't see in the scripture. If I can see it in the scripture, I will believe anything. He says I will not be barren. And I can see there that he says that we have children. Why would I believe it? I might not have the children now, but I believe in the future I will have it. The word has said it. He said, I will lend unto nations. Yet, for now, my pocket seems empty. There's nothing around me. But he said, you will lend unto nations. I believe it. I might not look it now. The word of God boosts your thanksgiving. In Jeremiah 15 verse 16, Jeremiah chapter 15 verse 16, thy word were formed and I did eat them. The word were formed and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me joy and rejoicing in my heart. For I am called of thy name, O Lord of hosts. The word, I ate that word. And because I ate that word, I became excited. If you are excited, come on, shout hallelujah. When you see believers that don't study the word, they are faithless. The word of God makes you ever thankful. I see some things in the scripture and I shout on my own. I will just shout. My wife will come and say, what's wrong? I say, I just saw something in the scripture. I just saw a revelation now. Until you have access to revelation, you don't have access to elevation. Because your revelation is what brings you elevation. I know I'm not a local champion. I know that I'm to impart my nation and the entire world. That is what the Bible says. I don't care what anybody says. You shall serve the Lord thy God. He will bless thy bread and thy water. He will take away sickness and so coronavirus is not for you. You are not part of those who will be running around for vaccinations here and there. You are free. Somebody shout, I'm free. I say you are free. And listen, you are not only free. You and your family, you are totally free. That wonderful daughter of God said on the Friday night, God opened her eyes while we're worshiping. The worship was intense. Very intense. The presence of God was everywhere. I myself, I could hardly stand. My legs were shaking with vibration as a direct result of the presence of God here. And God opened our eyes when we shouted, "Open," after the count of three. And then she saw a revelation right in the service. This one is not African magic or Z World. Right in the service. She and her entire family were at the entrance of a gate about to enter their inheritance. And then some bad boys stood there and said, "You can't enter here." After she was speaking in tongues, because we just continued to speak in tongues. We just continued continuously. Then something happened. They allowed her to come in. As she came, he said, "I can't come in alone. My family too must join me." Hello. "My family too must join me." There was a contend. All these things come because when you are warded, you can contend with anything. You access revelation. Eventually, they allow them in. That is how they will allow your family to enter your promised land this year. This year, they will allow you to cross into your inheritance. The gates that has hitherto stopped you, those gates are blasted open today. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Thanksgiving always comes from the word. The more you eat the word, the more you thank God. The more you eat the word, the more you thank God. The more you eat the word, the more you thank God. You can't study this Bible every blessed day and not thank God. Because what is here is for you. What is written here is for your family. What is written here is for your inheritance. What is written here is for your development. Friends, it's a new day for you today. I say it's a new day for you today. Revelation is in the word. Insight is in the word. Empowerment is in the word. Empowerment. The disciples were asking Jesus, they said, "What's going on? When are you going to eat?" He said, "I've eaten already. I've eaten the scriptures. I've eaten already." For somebody here today, God himself will give you new hunger for his word in Jesus' name. Number three, major promoter or booster of Thanksgiving lifestyle is a life of being observant. In Romans 9 verse 16, "So then it's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy." You see, when you are very observant, there is no way you will not be thankful to God. Only those who are not observant never thank God. Do you know why it's important to be observant? When you are going on the road and you see somebody of your age that is already mad on the street and you observe it, you will thank God. When you go to visit somebody in the hospital and you are coming out, even sometimes, even the smell of the hospital environment alone can make one sick. And that's why I appreciate nurses, doctors, and health workers a lot. They go through a lot. They go through a lot. They shoulder the pain of people a lot. When you are observant, you see your mates that you started school together. You already married in your husband's house with children. They are still going from one mountain to another. Still trusting God for breakthrough. For somebody to even toast them. As in, "God, let one man even toast me, please. And I will die there. I will just die there." They have not seen. You are already in your husband's house. You have children. They are calling you, "Mommy, mommy, 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 my mommy, my mommy." I say, "Leave me alone. What do you mean?" You have to be observant. You are driving your car and you see a man with four children. Two in front in the Okada, two at the back, and the wife also carrying another one at the back. All of them on one Okada. Papa. "And I will worship you forever. Love you forever. Because this God is too good. Oh, I will worship you forever. Love you forever. Because Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 11. Ecclesiastes 9 verse 11. I observed and I saw something. That the race, I returned and I saw under the sun, that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. It's not about strength. It's not about physical strength. Many are stronger, yet nothing to show. I went for the birthday party of one of my mother's in the faith, who was 70 years old, and as I was entering with those that followed me to that birthday, I saw a guy at the gate, his hands alone. Jesus Christ. I looked at him like this, black and big hands. After the program, when I wanted to leave early so I can have time for that, he followed me and was asking for, Daddy, you can't go like that. I look at him, big hands, yet nothing. Me, I don't have big hands, but I can give him something. Big his neck. Now I understood when we were talking about Goliath. I had a little feel of big. He wore all these things where they like bulletproof something, black something. Big chest. I was looking at him like this. They call them bouncers. Yet not blessed. Maybe after that program, maybe they'll give him 2,000 or 3,000 for the whole day's work inside from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. because other dignitaries were there. Governors were there. Deputy governor. People were all there. Give him something. So it's not where you are, it's not because you are something. It's just because of God's grace. You must be observant. I returned and I saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise. It's not about wisdom. Many people wiser than us in school. They were very sharp and wiser, nothing. Nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happened to them all. This month, God will surprise you. I said, this month, God will surprise you. Don't blame me. The way I always praise God and that, don't blame me. I observe a lot. I look around. I look at happenings around. And I see that indeed, God has been faithful. If not for God, where will I be if you had not been by my side? How will I rise to see the dawning of the day? Your tender mercies keeps calling from behind. Although I could not see you, even though you were close by. Oh Lord, you are good. You are good, and your mercy forever endures. Oh Lord, you are good. Jesus, a big clap is worthy of our praise. Let me just give you one more, and then we will go ahead to thank God this morning. One more major thanksgiving booster that boosts your thanksgiving. that makes you thank God like never before is called joyfulness. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit. It is a state of unexplainable delight. You are delighted, yet there's no explanation for your delight. Say, I don't know enough. Why are you so glad? Why are you so happy? What's going on? Did you hit a jackpot? Did you just get a new contract? Did your husband just buy you a new car? Did you just get an American visa? What is it that is making you happy? You are just excited. In Joel chapter 1, verse 12. Joel chapter 1, verse 12. The Bible says, the vine is dried up, and the fig tree languisheth, the pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree. Even all the trees of the field are withered, because joy is withered away from the sons of men. Joy is withered away. Once joy is withered away, life withers away. You must not lose your joy. And in the name of Jesus, you will never lose your joy in Jesus' name. There are two major sources of joy. The first is the word again. We talked about the word before. Again, it's coming up again as a major source of joy. Psalm 119 verse 162. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth a great spoil. I rejoice at thy word. I rejoice at thy word. The second source of joy is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 14 verse 17. Romans 14, 17. For the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. The kingdom of God is not about meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy. So the Holy Ghost intoxicates. The Holy Ghost places inside of you what they call new wine. You are just staggering. You are just praising. You are jumping. You are just doing anything just to appreciate God. Friends, there are many more things here. We'll continue from here in the second service. Anybody blessed this morning? If you are blessed, come on, shout a big hallelujah. Give Jesus another big clap offering. It's worthy of our praise. Before we launch into extensive thanksgiving this morning, you are here and you are saying to me, Pastor, I want God to grant me supernatural speed this month. I don't want my life to be the same again. Please pray with me and pray for me. I want to pray for you just where you are. We don't have time. We're about to move very fast now. You want me to pray with you? You want to rededicate your life to Christ? You want Christ to forgive you your sins? You want Him to cleanse you from the past? You want a new life in Christ Jesus? All eyes bowed and all eyes closed. I'll be counting from 1 to 5. I want you to please stand up where you are. I'll just pray for you right there. And then we can proceed with the service. Or you are watching us on the internet from anywhere in the world, you want to rededicate your life to Jesus, also stand up where you are. And after I've prayed for you, you can send us an email or send us a WhatsApp or text to this phone number. But in the auditorium here, I want to pray with you. Please be on your feet. One. God bless you. You want me to pray with you? God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I can see you already. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You want me to pray with you? You want Christ to forgive you your past sin. You want Him to cleanse you. You want Him to wash you clean from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. You want a new life in Christ Jesus. I want to pray with you. Two, also you are here. You want to drop an habit, any bad habit that you are into, maybe smoking, drinking, maybe anything that is not good, gambling, and anything that this is not right, playing lotto, doing all sorts of things that are not all right. You want Christ to forgive you? You want a new life in Christ Jesus? Please stand up quickly. I want to pray with you. 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 Three, also, you are here. You want today to be that day you rededicate your life. That this, you start with Christ again. You have given your life to Christ before, but somehow, something went wrong. You want to rededicate your life. I want to pray with you now. Join those who are already standing. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You want your name written in the book of life. You want cleansing from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. I want to pray with you, beloved. Four. One more count and I will pray. One more and I will pray. don't be seated if you should be standing. Don't be seated. How can God help a man that refuses to stand for God? How can God help a woman that says, no, I will not stand, I'm shy? Don't be shy. Don't be shy. Be on your feet quickly. God bless you. God bless you. God honor you. God bless you. Also, if you are watching us, please take the same decision. God bless you in Jesus' name. God bless you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Five. Now, whatever you are standing, please put your right hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, please forgive me my sins. Please cleanse me from every form of unrighteousness. As your son, as your daughter, I declare afresh Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you for forgiving me my past sins. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Keep those hands on your chest as I pray for you. Father, thank you for this wonderful thing that you have done this morning. I ask that the same grace that has brought about this salvation will bring about establishment and progress in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Please follow the counselors for counseling. God bless you. Can we all be on our feet?
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.